13 years ago, audiences across America were horrified by the savagery of a faceless killer. In the wake of this bizarre rampage, he vanished. Now, after more than a decade of silence, he has come out of hiding.
Oh my God, are you scared?
Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2. The Buzz is back.
The Buzz is back indeed, folks. And hey, welcome to another episode of DFC Drunk Film Commentary. Hey, a couple questions for you. Do you like podcasts? Do you like cinema? Do drunk people annoy you? If you said yes, yes, and no, then this is the podcast for you, where me and my lovely friends here sit around the table, we get fucking shit-faced, and we talk about a movie. With me today, I am JTB. I am drinking Miller Lite right now. And to my left is my the lovely and beautiful Danielle. Hello, Danny.
Yo, yo, yickety yo.
How are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
Wonderful, wonderful. You ready for some horror movie tonight?
I am.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. Awesome. I love the horrors.
Woohoo! Great.
Horrors.
Horror.
Horrors.
So, last time we had Mandalay.
We did.
The guest star, and she did great. It was awesome. We had a good time.
Yep.
We had a great time. It was like a Thursday, though, wasn't it?
It was something weird.
Yeah, so it wasn't a weekend, but so we couldn't really go. Well, I mean, we did.
We drank.
Yeah,
whatever.
Yeah,
we didn't want to drink as much, but we drank just the same.
But tonight is a Saturday, though.
Tonight's a Saturday, and look across the table. Look at him. He's so cute.
Yeah, Justin Time couldn't make it again tonight. He'll be back, but he's, where is he?
He's at darts.
He's at
state. He's at darts.
He's been there for three weeks.
Or rehab, whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway,
but
however, what
we have our buddy Mark here.
Yay, Mark.
Hey.
How you doing there, Mark?
I'm super drunk.
We love Mark.
Awesome, awesome.
Been drinking for hours.
Yay.
Glad to be here.
Yeah, yeah. We got started early. We had him for our drunk news commentary, which came out last week.
Yeah.
And we also had him tag along for our Johnny Depp, which we should have did with Mandalay, I think. You know, I think she would have.
Since she watched it with us. But,
yeah.
But we...
we're working on this new...
We told Mark, at the last minute, and he pulled through. And we lost our
oh, yeah, it's only 21 things. Minutes. Yeah.
We lost our
sorry
stuff,
about that.
But whatever, you know.
Difficulty.
Hey, we're still there. We're still drunk. We're still here to entertain you. I'm sorry it was only 21 minutes, so... We haven't even started this movie yet, so we are already...
We're drunk.
Yay!
That's the excuse for everything, so...
And then I got drunk. And then I got drunk.
Hit us up on the Facebooks, Drunk Film Commentary. You can find us on there. It's pretty simple. Big DFC in big white letters. You can hit us up on email. Drop us a line. Tell us where you are, where you're listening to us from, what you're doing, how hard you're jerking off listening to us.
Oh, ooh. That's
give us
special.
Some details. We want to hear about it. That's at drunkfilmcommentary@yahoo.com.
All spelled out.
All one word.
All
one word.
All
drunk
film
commentary.
Come on, people. We know how fucking email works.
So... Drop us a line, say hi. Hey, get on our mailing list. We'll let you know when our new episodes are out. And, on iTunes.
iTunes?
Yes, we have iTunes.
Podomatic.
Podomatic.
Twitter.
You can comment and rate us on Podomatic, I think, too.
Can you?
I think so.
I don't know. I get it sent to my phone through Podomatic.
Mark, how do you listen to?
I use the iPhone podcast app. I don't use one.
So iTunes?
I guess that would be called iTunes, but it's just called podcasts when you have an iPhone. It's not really part of iTunes.
I don't understand.
Well, that's because we don't have
those
phones.
Because you guys don't have iPhones, and that's very sad. But it's a completely separate app. It's right.
Can you rate us? Can you?
I think that has to happen in iTunes.
Oh, okay. So you can't just rate us on your iPhone.
You
should try.
Yeah, you should.
I've never written a review for a rating.
You don't have to write it. Just say, hey, and,
say, these guys are great. Or say, these guys got me drunk.
Well, you know, I wouldn't be lying.
Yeah.
I certainly would not be lying.
Throw something out there, a couple words.
And it's not just drunk, either.
Yay!
Yes, we fed you the muffalata sandwich.
Yes, I'm all full of muffalata.
From Tenuta's.
Yep.
Italian liquor store and delicatessen. I went there to buy some booze and some beer and came out with a muffalata sandwich, which is delicious.
I didn't have any because I'm
I would love for Tenuta's to become a sponsor, and we get a free muffalata every time.
That would be a nice, sweet situation.
Right?
I would gladly talk about how great their muffalatos are.
Oh, yeah. Who wouldn't?
We do anyways.
Well, this is the first time I bought one in a couple of years, though. It's been a little while. I get their pizzas a lot. Pizzas are good.
They're cake and bakes?
They're good, yeah. But people in the UK don't get Tenuta's, so.
Yeah, Tenuta's is pretty much a local thing.
Yeah. Amanda Lane knows what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Hi, Amanda. That's our listener. So, this week we're talking about the Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2, which was my pick.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Not a very popular pick.
No.
I actually had three movies at the time that I was going through in my head which one I was going to pick out. And two of them were, well, one of them was obviously Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2. I was recommended to it by our friend Nate, who was on our Chasing Amy podcast. He was our guest.
Nate, I love you, but this is the dumbest movie you ever came up
he
with.
He recommended this one to me, and I'm like, I don't remember this one. But
there's a reason.
But so I had this one and two other movies in line for what I was going to pick for the last time. And the other two were too close to Edward Scissorhands, where they were like PG, kind of family-friendly, kind of. I was like, no, I need to change it up a little bit. So, yeah, should I go for a horror? It's the first horror movie we've done. So, are you a big horror guy, Mark?
Not really. I mean, I'll be honest. No, it's not my thing.
Yeah.
I mean, there's been ones I enjoy. I enjoy the ones from my youth, you know, the Nightmare on Elm Street, Halloween.
Yeah.
You know, but even those I don't really go back to too often. My sister-in-law, Amy, she's the big horror freak in our family, and she kind of brings it to all of us, you know. She's the one who made all of us kind of get more into it.
Okay.
I like the horror movies. I don't like the gore movies. Like the.
Do you like the thriller part of it more?
I want to be scared. Well, if I'm going to watch this, I want to be scared, and I want you to make me think that this could happen to me.
Yeah.
I don't want to see.
Kids, we got a lot of time to fill here for this movie,
so we should
start it, huh?
All right.
Yeah.
Well, we got all loaded up. I'm pressing play right now.
I can't wait to tell you guys how dumb this movie is.
Right. That's where I'm at.
I can't wait to point out how stupid some of this stuff is.
No, it's fine. It's a sequel to the 1974 horror classic, The Texas Chainsaw Massacre. And it was directed and co-written by the same person, Tobe Hooper.
Mm-hmm.
Which we'll have plenty of time to talk about him. And he actually has a cameo in here a little later on. I gotta remember to tell you where it's at. And it came out in August of 1986. It was a big summer for movies. It had a movie it also shared with Friday the 13th Part 6 came out, and Psycho 3 also came out. And both of those did better at the box office.
Wait, what year was that? 1986?
86.
And Friday the 13th was already on the Part 6
right.
at that
yeah,
point?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They didn't fuck around, man.
Yeah, they didn't.
Yeah.
Dude, must have been like one a year.
Yeah, that's about how it works out, huh?
Huh.
But, yeah, so we're opening up with the, we're talking about the original Texas Chainsaw Massacre, which, you familiar with the original?
I honestly never saw the original.
No? How about you, Dan?
I saw it, but I don't think I watched it all the way through. It was one of those that I was like, like I said, I really like the scare me type horror movies. I'm not so much with the
gore.
Yeah.
Well, like, you know, that's been the description I've always heard of the original is... It was made in 73 or 74
came out, yeah.
And it wasn't gory, it was more suspenseful than gory.
Yeah, they couldn't get away with that much then.
Right.
I saw the original late teens probably, I think, you know, because we had to see it because it's a classic, so, you know, you had to. I barely got through it, man. I was like, it was just slow and quiet, and I guess I didn't appreciate the black and white being a kid. So I should give it another try sometime, but not really interested, I don't know.
No.
Tobe Hooper seems like a one-trick pony to me. I don't know. That's But special makeup effects by Tom Savini.
What was Tony Hooper, was he the one who did the first movie as well?
Yeah, he did both of them. He did the first one and the second one.
Toby spelled T-O-B-E as well.
So, Tobe?
Yeah, Tobe.
Tobe. Yo, Tobe.
And you know, if you watch these opening credits, you're going to see the last name Hooper more than a couple times.
Well, of course.
It's not always him. I think Karen Hooper did the costumes. Or something.
Really? Really?
Yeah, there's a lot of Hoopers.
All right, well, I guess you get your family involved, you're doing, you know. But,
and last night when I was watching it with my wife, I said, oh, I wonder if he did this because he's married to Dennis Hooper. Oh, wait, no, that's Dennis Hopper.
Dennis Hopper.
So I
which is the movie stars, Dennis Hopper. Which is the selling point, how Nate got me to pick this movie. He said, well, Dennis Hopper's in it. I was like, oh, well, okay. I almost thought about doing top five Dennis Hopper movies for our top five.
Oh, boy, I would struggle to come up with five.
Well, he was a bunch. We can get into him a little later, though, when he comes on. But
is it what point of Dennis Hopper's crazy drug addiction is this? Because, I mean, he was a legendary drug addict in the 80s and early 90s, right?
I think he always was, yeah. He just did whatever he wanted to.
Pretty much from when Easy Rider was made on. He was
59 his entire career. But we're opening up. I mean, I'm sure one thing about this movie is that we have to explain to the audience. I think a lot of our listeners are not familiar with this movie, whereas something like Edward Scissorhands or Beverly Hills Cop or something like that, they kind of know what the movie. I think a lot of our listeners don't know this movie, so we need to kind of talk about it, I think. And we're opening up with these two jock kids driving around, and, well, one's a jock, one's a nerd, maybe. I don't know what they're drinking.
I think they're supposed to be, like, high school seniors graduating.
Yeah.
But they're driving on the highway, drinking, and the guy's got a shotgun, or revolver.
Got a revolver.
And he's shooting at signs, and they're drinking beer, they're drinking Shinerbach.
Which you can't ignore those holographic sunglasses. I remember those from the 80s.
He's wearing, the passenger's wearing these goofy-ass holographic sunglasses, and they're listening to the radio station, the local radio station, which is KOKLA, which this whole thing takes place in Texas.
Right.
But this seems like an Oklahoma station, wouldn't it be?
It's right on the border.
Is it that close? So we see Stretch. She's our female lead here. She's the DJ at the local radio station. And what'd you think of Stretch, Mark?
I didn't quite relate to her, I guess. I didn't quite connect with her.
How about this cell phone? This car phone they got?
That car phone is great.
And when was it? 85?
That's definitely a bag phone.
86? Oh, yeah.
This guy driving the car in the yellow sweater, he looks familiar, like he was in something else. But
I thought that as well, but I did not find him on a whole lot.
You looked
out
in nothing, huh?
No.
Maybe that's just the typical 80s look.
Yeah, he does look like a douchebag, and then...
Yeah.
And then they play chicken with this guy in the road, this a guy in a pickup truck, and they're just being a dick and driving straight at him and trying to make him drive off the road.
The whole time he's on the phone with the radio station.
Oh, yeah, they're hearing the whole thing. Well, that comes up later on, though. They call back, I think, is when the actual shit goes down. But, yeah.
The other guy reminds me of Ducky from 16 Candles.
Oh, old John Cryer?
Yeah, that's, I mean, with the glasses and what have you, that's what he reminds me of.
I guess I see that a little bit.
No, they're having a problem where they can't get rid of the can't hang up.
She's like, hang up. She's telling them to hang up, and then she's telling LG, her radio station manager.
Is that the way it used to be back then?
I do kind of remember something like that when I had a house phone. Like, if the other person didn't hang up their phone, your phone would
still be connected to them?
Yeah, you'd still be connected. You both had the hang ups, but
I guess, yeah.
Well, there was a point, but after a certain amount, I mean, like, you couldn't hear them. Like, if you hung up, you couldn't hear them.
Right.
Then it would take
so long. But you couldn't
so
make
long.
Another phone call. Though,
right,
yeah.
Right. But
I mean, they could have hung up and played a record or something.
Yeah.
And just been like, well.
But it seems like you could have just tapped your, you know, how you disconnected the phone back in the day.
The flash
button.
Yeah.
This is. I'm talking about a rotary phone or something.
You tap the thing.
Yeah. Where you set the receiver down.
Yeah,
the
little buttons.
Yeah, you tap that a couple times and it would disconnect.
You actually pull the plug from the main.
That would be
and you'd
another
wait a
way.
Minute and then you plug it back in and it was like, oh fuck it, they're gone. Okay.
Okay. Well, they should have done that then.
That did happen. Yes, yeah. I remember that too.
Yeah. Oh. And now they called back.
They're calling back. Yeah.
Yeah, these guys are assholes.
It's funny. There's something in the studio that's pretty cool. There's a Fine Young Cannibals poster. Remember that, Mark?
Yeah, sure. She drives me crazy, right?
Yeah. But that's because it's, you know, they're cannibals in the movies. So that's kind of good.
Ah,
and there's also,
boy,
right behind her,
that joke out for me.
Right behind her is the Beatles Butcher poster. You ever hear about the story about the Beatles, the Butcher album that got banned?
Yeah, what single was that?
It was in the early 60s. It was when they first, Yesterday Today or something.
One of the singles, yeah.
Yeah, it was one of the older, I think it was an album, actually.
Oh, it was a full album?
Yeah,
I think so. I thought it was a single for some reason.
And they tried to put that out. They're all dressed in butcher outfits covered in blood. And that was their idea to put out this record. And our company said, no, ain't going to happen. So they had to change it to some, you know, generic picture of them.
I heard that you can buy old vinyl, that people had bought old vinyls.
Oh, there's some made, yeah.
And there's they buy the new cover, and there's a sticker. They put a sticker over the original, and there's a technique to get that sticker off to get the butcher cover back.
Oh, yeah, I did hear
that,
yeah.
The butcher cover is under that sticker.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's talk about this, because this is...
Oh, they're on the bridge.
Some crazy new Jack Horse
this
shit, right?
This bridge is... Look how long they're on this bridge. They're driving along this bridge.
It's a
with
crazy
the
long bridge because they're going like 90 miles an hour.
There's the bridge. And
that's not what it looks like.
I thought Eddie Irvine right here. That looks like Eddie. I don't know.
And they're just riding. The truck is going backwards.
Yeah, it's riding backwards alongside of them along this bridge.
So there's only a single gear when you're driving in reverse.
Mm-hmm. So it shouldn't be able to catch
up.
So
there's no way he should be able to stay caught up with this Mercedes.
Still on the bridge.
Mercedes, yeah.
Still on the bridge.
Yeah. And him, just his hands move so much, he would be fucking, I don't know.
Yeah, no, he would have been all over the place.
This whole scene bothered me quite a bit.
Still on the bridge.
At the point, well, we'll get to it in just a moment, but at the point where the cut comes in. Yeah, I'm like, and look, right here.
Okay.
How is he staying straight?
Yeah, how is he not...
No hands on the wheel.
In the lake at this point.
No hands on the wheel.
And also, at one point, the chainsaw actually hits him.
Oh, yeah.
And it doesn't do anything.
That's because there's no chain on it.
Yeah, no chain.
Okay, here's when Nerd Dude comes up, pulls his gun out that he's had, and takes a shot at him. And it's a damn good shot. He fucking gets the corpse dude hanging in front of Leatherface.
Is that what that is? It's
somebody
corp. They already killed?
Yeah, he's just goofing around with him and shit, and like playing like he's a puppet and shit.
But Leatherface is scary enough. Why would you need a scary corpse in front of you to scare this?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I mean, it took a bullet, but
obviously,
why doesn't dude shoot again? You know, he's a good shot. He hit him in the head the first time. Shoot him again. You hit him in the head again.
Yeah. Well,
come on.
He wasted all his bullets on those signs.
That's definitely possible.
Yeah.
And this is when he realizes,
shit,
he's hit in the head.
And this is, Slapchop?
But yet, he's still driving. Straight.
Yeah.
Still on the bridge.
Gore coming out all over.
Yeah. High quality blood squirting.
Yeah.
Well, they did good at gore, I guess. So they drove for over 2 minutes on this bridge. So it was a mile long bridge they were driving across.
Yeah.
And, they didn't make it. They're back at the radio station. The signal finally got cut off, and it was all aired, the whole thing, with them being attacked by this mean guy on a pickup truck.
So do you think they realized when the truck cut them off that it was the same truck from earlier that they had played chicken with?
I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope so, because
these
guys are dicks. I was glad to see him die.
Of their actions.
I was glad to see him
die. A lot of times when you're sitting on our deck and you're watching over the viaduct here, you can almost just hear me say, oh, I really wish those people would just get in an accident.
Dennis Hopper's suit.
Here he is.
The movie is. Oh, I love this when he looks at the cuts in the car and then reenacts how it might have happened with a chainsaw.
Yeah.
They're spending a lot of time going through this car, like there's really a whole lot to look at. I mean,
But it's funny because all these cops are there looking, and then Dennis Hopper's there. Like, if you don't know who he is in this, you know, you're watching this.
Oh, he's not even a cop.
No, he's just some fucking guy.
Isn't he a cop from another city?
He is, but you don't know that unless you've watched one.
Was he in the first one, Dennis Hopper?
His niece and nephew,
yeah.
I think,
right.
were killed in the first one. And one of them was in a wheelchair, which comes up later on.
Yeah, but this cop obviously knows who he is.
Yeah, this one doesn't. Your brother's kid was killed, blah, blah, blah.
How about the acting in this? Huh?
It's
something.
All yeah. of the other acting in here? Start to finish? Because I can go on to that.
It's the time to talk about it. This is a canon film, you know. I mean, it was made by the Golden Globus. It was a property they picked up and tried to capitalize on, and they did a low quality version of it.
Canon Films. That was their specialty, is doing that.
Yes. Oh, they love to do that. Yeah. They would crank out the movies in a short
shitty,
amount of time.
Shitty, low budget.
Didn't matter what the script was like. Didn't matter.
Well, there's that documentary.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
What's that called?
That was Electric Boogaloo. Yeah, it's on Netflix.
It wasn't not Breaking 2.
No, but that's why it's called that. Yeah. Because that's one of their movies, is Breaking and Breaking 2. Breaking was their biggest movie.
Yeah.
It's what made them the most funny, anyway.
I mean, it got them a kick up. I know they did the Death Wish movies, Missing in Action, all kinds of stuff.
Delta
American
Force.
Ninja, Superman
Chuck
4.
Chuck Norris was their guy for a long time.
Yeah, yeah. It's a great documentary, though.
That is a great documentary.
But it was these two foreign dudes. Where were they from? Turkey
Israel,
or something? Israel something.
Both Israeli cousins, the both of them.
They actually started in 67,
they did a lot of movies over there first.
Okay,
that's maybe
what's where it started.
And then... their heyday was obviously the 70s and 80s.
The 80s, yeah, for sure.
I mean, but they made some movies in the 70s that actually resonated a little bit. Like Joe, I think, kind of caught on. It was
remember Joe, that political movie?
Peter Boyle.
Peter Boyle, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that was very popular. I haven't actually seen it, but I mean, it's kind of a known movie or.
I remember Joe. It's like a. Anti-war kind of thing.
Yes, exactly. It was during Vietnam. Anti-war.
But yeah, the Canon Films, they died in 1994. They were done. Gay cowboys. They're missing the gay cowboys.
To where they turn to stretch.
Now, are they gay cowboys? I didn't quite get that.
Well, they weren't because Stretch is knocking on the door, and she's trying to get in talk to Dennis Hopper's character, and... the guy walked up and he's like, "Wanna fuck?"
But
so,
what kind of hotel is this?
Well, it's you got to remember
there's something
the
going
kids,
on that weekend.
The chili,
yeah,
contest,
the chili contest,
and the there was something else because the kids that
college,
were going to
it
the
was, it
yeah.
was football. It was
the college kids were doing
like
that
football
so.
Contest or something.
Oh, we missed the Toby Hopper cameo. He comes up right before she comes to the door. He's walking out with a. Orange coat, and he got horns on his hat, and that's the director.
Know.
Yeah, that's him. So, but he's got a really nice room, though. I mean, it's pretty classy for
mid-80s.
Well,
yeah, so she comes in, and she just basically says, "Do you want to hear the tape? Because I'm pretty sure I heard the tape of these guys getting killed at the time."
Yeah.
And he's basically saying, "Fuck you, and stop making fun of me."
Yeah, his performance in this movie is weird.
So far.
Dennis Hopper has had his ups and downs.
At the end of that last scene, where he's talking to those cops at the crime scene or the accident scene, and as he's driving away, he yells out, "Brazos!" Like the word Brazos, Brazos. I looked it up. It's Spanish for arm. I have no idea what that means. He uses it multiple other times in the movie while he's, like, celebrating
he
moments.
Says Brazos?
Brazos.
I never caught that.
Well, I watch movies with
maybe it's something that Texas people say.
I don't...
As, like, a cheers,
like
arms, like, hey.
Maybe, I don't know.
I don't know.
T- two arms, like that kind of thing, like two arms, you know, brazos.
One thing about Dennis Hopper, he knows how to smoke, though. He knows how to hold a cigarette. I'll give him credit for that.
But have you noticed how he takes, like, the cigarette, like, most of the filter into his mouth when he smokes? Like,
well, he kind of chews on it a little bit.
Yeah, he takes it in deep. I have always thought that was weird.
You don't fuck around.
I've always been...
French fry house. Here's LG building.
This was the first time
that
they met.
Look at that fucking French fry house.
This was the first time that they met in the movie.
Who?
What is her name?
LG and Stretch?
Yes.
No. They're together in the studio. She's
no, but this was the first scene
shot
that they shot.
Oh, first scene
and
they
yes,
shot.
Yes, and so she said this is where we met, and like, it was awkward, but it was cool. Like,
that's a big-ass French fry house. The dude builds a French fry house that you need, like, at least, what, 4 orders of French fries?
Yeah, that's a lot of fries.
I mean, that's a lot of fucking fries to build that.
But what do you think LG stands for?
Little guy. No? Sorry.
Larry George? I don't know. Who the
apparently
fuck
I'm
knows?
Wrong.
Now's about time we crack these open.
It's behind you.
Oh, Shiners?
I think the movie is sponsored by Shinerbach. Oh, this is a chili contest.
Oh, yeah. The world's grossest chili contest. The world's grossest chili trophy, anyway. Like a bowl, an overflowing bowl of chili on top of a state of Texas.
Yeah, why would
trophy.
They put that in the trophy?
Why would you fill the trophy with chili? If you watch, when the guy's holding it, he's just
dumping it
over himself.
Dumping on his shirt and shit.
Doesn't matter. It's from somebody he killed.
And look at the crowd shots. I mean, these people couldn't look like more dumb hicks.
Well, we're going to lose our Texas listeners
now.
Yeah,
I guess.
But, so this guy wins the chili cook-off. His, Drayton Sawyer is his name.
Yep.
You might remember him from the first Texas Chainsaw Massacre movie. He was in that one. He was a bad guy. You remember him from the first one, Danny?
I didn't see the first one.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, it's been so long, I don't remember him either. I actually looked to see if it might be on YouTube or something, somewhere cheap and easy to watch. I kind of looked to make an attempt to try and watch the first one again, but it was an easy attempt, so I gave up. But this guy is kind of creepy.
Yeah, he's definitely an odd person.
Did you notice that she took a bite of his chili and there was like a bone or a tooth or something in there? Yeah,
tooth, right.
Yeah.
He calls it
and he's like, it's a
hard
piece
shell
of grass
peppercorn.
Yeah,
it's a peppercorn. It's all right. It's all right. But
and Stretch is sitting there reporting on, and so this is the guy that won this and da da da, and she doesn't realize that it's his kids.
Yeah, it's
basically
the family.
Stretch kind of has a Jan Hooks thing going a little bit.
I saw that too. Yeah. Hard to think of her anymore. She's dead. Isn't
that
weird?
Jan Hooks
is dead. When I was a kid, she was hot.
Yeah, she was sexy, yeah.
Who's Jan Hooks?
Saturday Night Live.
Sorry.
But here, Dennis Hopper's pulling up. There's a band playing in the background, which is so weird, but I guess that just happened to be there when they were filming, so they asked them if they wanted to be part of the shot, and they agreed. So, it's a marching band just walking. I don't know where the parade is, but...
Yeah, why the fuck not, right?
Oh, I do remember
maybe
her.
Maybe they're practicing.
Sorry, I had to look her up.
But,
is there a scene where he's not smoking in this movie? He smokes cigarettes through this whole movie.
He smokes a lot. But he's showing up at the radio station / gun shop, which I like.
Yeah, that's kind of funny.
This is him at the chainsaw
store. Oh, the
chainsaw store.
Is that big? You can have just a chainsaw store?
Yeah, it's like cut right chainsaw store.
And he walks in.
And they had like logs out front for you.
Yeah.
Does that pay the bills for him? Is that sending his kid to college, you think?
In Texas, maybe.
I don't know.
He's got a good selection. A lot of inventory.
Yeah, and then...
He finds the longest one, the shortest one, and something in between, which totally reminded me of Goldilocks.
This is how I usually go to stores.
He sets his money down.
I usually throw several hundred dollar bills on the counter, and then I just start grabbing stuff.
Grab what you want.
Yeah.
And look at the old guy. He like looks down at the money, like, well, fuck, I don't care what you're gonna do with
this shit.
Like, just give me the money.
Exactly. I have no issue.
And he's talking to him, but Dennis Hopper's character is not talking back.
Yeah, he doesn't say a word.
He doesn't care.
Entire time.
Nope. He grabs the big one.
He's kind of an asshole.
He grabs the small one.
Oh, and then when you grab a chainsaw, the first thing you watch, I can see is how easy you can wield it.
With one hand.
That's what he just said. He did some one-handed wielding.
Well, I mean, how many chainsaws can you use at one time? You got
two.
But you got to start one. How do you got to get them both started first. And then.
What I don't get is, just because the person you're chasing has killed people with chainsaws, why do you have to go buy chainsaws to kill that person? Why couldn't you just go get awesome guns?
Yeah, it'd probably be more effective.
Yeah.
Well, who knows? Well, he's fighting the supernatural.
Have you seen the end of the movie, though?
I have.
He may have fallen asleep.
Then you know why there's each have chainsaws. Because, you know.
So they can have...
It makes a chainsaw battle, yeah.
Chainsaw battle, exactly.
Yeah.
I love this, though, that he gets the chance to try out the chainsaws, and he just...
Oh, he totally goes fucking crazy ape shit on this fucking log, yeah. I would not feel satisfied. I wouldn't feel conscious. I would not sleep well knowing I sold these chainsaws to this dude after he does
this. You
know,
I don't think this hillbilly cares. He thinks it's kind of funny.
What do you say? Oh, my kid banana.
He says, oh, my kid banana, which makes no sense.
Not to you either. Okay, good. Okay. But yeah, he is just hacking away at this big-ass log outside. Which I guess a chainsaw place has to have a big-ass log outside. You know.
I love in this movie how they... The chainsaw always starts on the second pole or third pole.
Oh, yeah.
I've never had that experience. Every chainsaw I've ever tried to fire up.
Not second or third?
Oh, fuck. I'm standing there for half an hour with my arm hurting, tweaking the choke, tweaking God knows what, you know.
Did you prime it?
Yeah, I primed it.
All right. So did you try the Shiner Bock here yet?
Oh, I think I should, huh?
I think we should. We can talk about that for a second. There's one beer that's very definitively proc placed throughout this movie.
Texas beer.
It's all over the radio studio. It's called Shiner Bock. It's been around for a long time. It's never been very popular, but it's a Texas beer.
I'm about to tell you why.
Yeah? I haven't tried it yet because I'm busy talking, but you tell me why while I drink.
Not delicious. Well, you know, it's not horrible. It's just... I wouldn't want to drink more than one of them, I guess, is what I'm saying.
It's okay. It's not bad. I mean, we're trying the Shiner Bock, honey.
Ah.
You know what? Second taste, I like it a little better.
Yeah. It was founded in 1909. So. And it was around the 70s and 80s. In 83, it kind of blew up. Became really popular. And
it's the Spoetzl. What does it say? Spoetzl Brewery. What is that?
The Spoetzl Brewery. Yeah, it's the main brewery.
Is how you would say it, Spoetzl?
I guess.
But you say Mark Marone.
Go fuck yourself.
Oh, hell.
But, do another podcast to get that one.
Did you know that it is the fifth largest craft brewery and 10th largest overall brewery in the United States?
I guess that's conceivable, since Texas is probably, what, the second biggest or the largest state? The largest or second largest? California and Texas, they're both like...
Population
one
or...
one and two.
Population, I think Texas is...
I mean to stump everybody, but yeah.
I would guess California.
But I could see how they would be a large... craft brewery, since they're very popular.
I might think New York State might be bigger than Texas population.
Really?
Are you kidding me?
There's a lot of fucking people in New York City, dude.
New York City, New York.
I guess you're right. You're right.
And then Los Angeles, and
New York
then
City's
Chicago.
Like six Chicago's.
It's New York, Los Angeles, Chicago, and Houston.
Those are cities. I'm talking about states.
Jesus, Christmas, people.
Yeah, we're looking for states. I don't know.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
California, Texas, New York, Florida.
Okay. I said California. Jesus. No, that's all I'm saying. I can understand why it would be the fifth largest, because Texas is
There's
such a
lot of
large
people
state.
In Texas,
yeah.
That's like how I say that people don't like pit bulls, is because they're overbred more than anything else. What?
What do I smell?
Oh.
Oh, you got some lotion or something?
Yeah,
like
I used
I'm
the...
that over here as well.
Sorry.
Hey, here's
Oh, this guy again.
Yeah, Sawyer, Dalton Sawyer. He's on his RV driving on a car phone with a cord.
Steering with his elbow currently, not looking at the road.
And he's working
on
a radio that has an antenna sticking out of it in the RV. It's like a radio he took from his kitchen counter and put it in his car. But he's talking on a phone with a cord on it.
I love how he refers to his kids as coon shit fudge packers. You coon shit fudge packers.
He calls the boys coon something all the time. He like, uses that word, throws it out there all the time. He throws a lot of like weird ass, you know.
Do you have their IMDb up? Has that guy made like a bunch of other movies?
He has not made this.
And the original and that's
yeah.
it.
That's about
he's
it.
He's quite a character.
Yeah, you would think that you'd see him somewhere else. I don't know, but
and you gotta wonder if the things that are coming out of his mouth were ever written on a page before, or if he just like spews them when the camera goes on.
I guess he's a big dramatic actor in the city he lives in Texas.
Okay.
And, you know, I mean, he's, like, been a lifetime kind of guy like that, and this is his two big movie roles, so.
Huh.
Everywhere he goes, people want to talk about this shit.
Yeah,
he does,
Call me a coon fudgepacker.
I mean, he is
Texas
way...
Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2 and 3D.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He is definitely over the top.
Jim Sidow.
Yes.
Wait, he was in the third one? No.
3D.
Was he? He was in 3D?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, he's playing it over the top.
So, they're back at the studio here.
What was it? I can never remember what this guy's his initials are. LG?
LG. LG. Okay. Yeah, and she's playing this tape of the incident that happened when they...
Oh, has Lefty already stopped by?
Yeah.
He stopped by and all of that. Yeah. And so she's playing it every hour on the hour.
He's an asshole in that conversation. He's, like, just so mean to her. And you're like, why does she even give a fuck about this guy? He's so rude and mean to her every time they interact.
Oh, yeah.
Why does she care about him?
Oh, he's
him?
A dick, too. He's using her as bait.
That was a real 80s movie thing.
He uses her as bait, but at some point, doesn't he say, or didn't somebody say, like, daughter or something? And I'm like,
well, there was, I had read online that there was an original plot line where she was ultimately going to be revealed as his daughter, but that was scrapped.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not part of the movie.
Okay.
I heard that, too.
I think it shows up in the deleted scenes.
Maybe that's where I saw it. I was like, what the fuck? That was my dad? I'd have fucking shot him.
He was a dick.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's you got to scratch your head, like, why would she even give a shit about him or do this for him?
Well, I think she's trying to make a splash in the radio business, maybe.
She's trying to help out her community, get rid of these maniacs.
Yeah. Maybe.
Who's making all that goddamn noise?
Oh, yeah, what's going on over there? Quit dropping stuff. So.
Sorry, it was me, and I totally thought that I had another beer sitting over here, but I don't, so I'm going to run to the fridge. Hold on.
Well, pee for me while you're doing it.
Y'all talk.
So the soundtrack to this has a lot of classic 80s, you know, new wave kind of rock bands. And including Oingo Boingo, which, you know Oingo Boingo is?
I do. It's Danny Elfman from...
So actually he has done music for this movie, technically.
Huh. I mean, theoretically.
He also did the music for Edward Scissorhands last time.
Really?
And
Danny Elfman,
most of Tim Burton's movies.
Yeah, oh yeah, most of them, yeah.
Don't judge.
No, but,
Does that display have to be up all the time?
Well, it's so that we know when to stop.
Oh, I gotcha.
We use our,
is
timer.
Is that bothering them?
We use our timer.
Didn't want to show how the sausage is being made.
Yeah. Well, you should be
that
familiar
was so
enough.
Cute. I want to hug him. Can I hug him?
No.
Why?
We're there already, huh?
So LG... So LG leaves.
Shut up, you little fucker.
This is the fucked up part. He's like, okay, you want to go get some coffee now? Okay. All right, I'm leaving. Okay, good night. And LG leaves.
So he kind of like asks Stretch to go out with him.
Yeah.
He's hitting on Stretch.
I'm not, I don't think so. I think they're just friends. It's kind of like, hey.
No,
you know,
I think he's kind of hitting on her. And she's like, no.
Because otherwise, well, he'd go, well, I don't want spoiler alert.
Yeah. But here she shows up with, what's this? It's Bill Moseley. this dude.
Okay, do you know who that is? Is he somebody that I should know who he is?
Yes.
Maybe.
It depends on what movies you watch.
He's in Rob Zombie movies.
Yes.
Okay.
He's in Devil's Reject.
I haven't seen any of
House
those.
Of a Thousand Corpses, Repo.
Yeah.
Okay.
He was,
because I...
And he's like the best part of those movies, pretty much.
I hate him in this movie.
Have you ever seen...
Do you like him? Is he your favorite character?
Not in here, really. But he... You know what? He's another... Honestly, Johnny Depp. Like, in this movie here, he's totally different than House of a Thousand Corpses versus...
not really, though.
Are his lips really that big?
Yeah. Have you ever seen... excuse me as I burp. Have you ever seen Devil's Rejects?
I haven't. I haven't seen any of those.
Devil's Rejects is one of my favorite movies. And it's fucked up. And I still love it. And Jason doesn't like it whatsoever. But he is the burly, tall, skinny dude with the greasy, nasty hair. Mm. And he plays... Baby's sister, or Baby's brother, and Baby is Rob Zombie's wife. And she's got a nice ass. So there's a lot of reasons why I watched that movie.
So good movie. Okay.
Yes. Yes.
The thing about this is this thing he does with the coat hanger and lighter. I don't get it.
You don't get it until his wig comes off.
Well, even when his wig comes off and it's revealed he's got a steel plate, I still don't get it.
He's a cannibal.
So what is he doing?
He's a cannibal and he eats his own flesh.
Because his flesh is kind of growing over his...
Yes.
Growing over his steel plate.
It starts to go over his plate and then he picks at that. Like he burns the coat hanger and then
he picks up the coat hanger to scratch it off.
Yeah, and then he eats the little flesh pieces that come off of the coat hanger. So
he's a cannibal. Okay.
Right. I mean, it's
this is a great shock right here. A great shocker coming up.
Right there. And you can hear the sizzle of the lit hanger on his head.
He's creepy, huh? He really does creepy very well.
Did you ever watch Devil's Rejects before you met me?
Oh, yeah, I saw
it. Okay. Did you like it or did you not like it?
I liked him in it. It was alright. It was a good movie. I mean, I didn't love it, but I liked it. I thought he was cool.
You didn't like it because Freebird was played in there?
I hated that part. I hated that part.
But
it was okay.
And it's so weird. Like,
I liked,
when I watched
the old guy too, the clown.
Yeah,
he was fun.
Captain Spaulding.
The chick bugs me sometimes.
That's Rob Zombie's wife.
Yeah, she bugs me.
Oh my god, bitch is hot.
She's kind of annoying, like Bill Moseley is in this movie. Kind of annoying, like.
Yeah, well, she kind of bitches a lot during that. But Cherry Moon Zombie. Oh my god.
Well, she's huge. Keep her fucking mouth shut. I don't know.
Oh.
You know Sherry Moon Zombie, Mark?
I'm not familiar.
No. Blonde bitch.
Blonde, Rob Zombie's wife.
Nice tits. Like, holy shit. Yeah, she's fucking hot.
I'm not sure who that is. I mean, I know who Rob Zombie is. So
she's in the new Halloween remake. You ever see that one?
I didn't. I haven't seen a single Rob Zombie movie. Like I said, I'm not a big horror movie guy.
The first Halloween one is good, though. I've
heard that.
Yeah.
I like the original.
I'm a white zombie fan.
I was, too.
And, I went to the rave one time with a boyfriend at the time, and he's like, oh, I was like 12 when this came out, and there was a white zombie fucking poster from 94 or whatever, and I'm like, I looked at him, and I'm like, I was at that concert. And that's when I realized I was too old to date young kids. Like, this kid was fucking disgusting. Anyway, so...
The Shiner Box, not bad.
Yes!
Yeah, I know. I actually kind of like it.
I looked all over.
We talked right through the big Leatherface shocker.
Yeah.
It wasn't the shocker yet. Here comes.
No, Leatherface coming out of that record vault.
Oh, that shit
out of me. That was the only startled.
This one time you jumped, Mark?
That was the one time whole movie I was like actually startled
now,
or scared.
Okay, this room she's in here. You got to look at the beer that's in this fucking room, dude.
She's set to be fucking off to the side forever.
There are.
When Leatherface comes out of that door, he accidentally hits this guy in the head with his chainsaw, and he luckily hits his steel plate.
Knocks his wig off, his Sonny
Bono
wig.
Sonny Bono wig, yeah.
And his Bono wig's on fire and shit.
And he has a steel plate in his head, actually. And And he just keeps on bitching. The thing I didn't really like is when he calls him Leatherface. I didn't think that should be like a family name, you know?
Then he starts calling him Bubba.
Yeah, which is fine. Yeah, that's cool. But I think Leatherface is more like the what other people would call him,
right.
You know? Not what his brother would call him, you know?
I didn't see the first one, so I can't comment. Did they call him Leatherface in the first one?
I don't think so.
Was it a whole family in the first one?
I don't even know.
Yeah. God damn it. We should really should have saw the first one.
Well, the dad was in the first one. And I guess this character's brother was in the first one.
His brother?
It was character's brother, yeah. He was in Vietnam, I guess is what the story is.
Right.
No, this whole part where he goes, "Dog will hunt," that sounds exactly like that Primus song when right before, what song is it? It's off of the Sailing of the Seas of Cheese, isn't it?
Yeah.
Jerry was a race car driver. And there's a part where it goes, "Dog will hunt." That sounds like that. I don't know if that's where it's ripped from or if Les Claypool's just doing an impression of that, but that's exactly what it sounded like to me.
Nice. So, I think he probably just lifted it from
Les
Claypool did it. Yeah,
I've heard him. I've seen him sing
which
it
is
live.
Cool. Yeah,
it sounds
awesome.
Exactly like it.
That's awesome. I mean, you gotta give this guy credit. He does have some good sound bites. I guess a lot of it was improv too.
Obviously.
He kind of acted that way just on set. He just acting like a crazy idiot.
Yeah, he sounds like somebody I would really hate to be anywhere near.
Maybe, yeah.
I want to be his friend, and you guys are like, I don't want to be by this guy.
Oh, this guy seems so fucking annoying. But that was.
He gets annoying later on. I don't know. This whole intro was pretty creepy though. He just shows at the radio station. I thought that was kind of creepy. But, now LG's coming
back.
Even though he said goodnight, he left. No, he's bringing back coffee.
Well, he went to go get coffee himself.
And he sees...
he's Larry George.
He sees the pickup truck parked outside.
Lester Jean.
I don't even know what his name would have been.
There's only a few choices.
He's the Loose Groove.
Have you noticed all the spitting in this movie?
Well, it's him. It's all him.
It's a lot of spitting, though.
It's always
LG. And when she pulled up earlier, you saw that it said the radio station and the gun shop.
He spits inside. He has no problem spitting inside.
Yeah, he spits right on the floor in there, yeah. But he's bringing coffee in. Into the radio station.
He's all mad at fucking...
He sees Chop Top there.
Chop Top, yeah.
Playing with the records and... That was my favorite line.
Chop Top.
Eat my plate, dog dick.
That's all he says. Lick my plate, dog dick.
Lick my plate,
but everything he says is dog dick. Every
fucking... All these wrestling hammer hits.
Okay, so here... And that's the thing. He
hits him repeatedly in the head.
In the head with the hammer for God knows how many times.
5, 6, 7 times.
Like, I tried to count, and I lost count. I'm like, I can't even watch this.
Again.
And then the motherfucker's still alive later on.
His head would be bashed in.
Yes.
Like, his skull would be crushed.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, this is some quality leg shake acting by
And you see
LG.
That? He starts up the chainsaw.
Go get that bitch! Yeah, he says that a lot. Okay, here we go. Shinerbach,
look at all the beer, Mark. Look at that beer. There's dozens of cases of beer. Or maybe they're just beer boxes. You ever have the returnable beers? I was thinking that.
I remember those.
I was thinking those might be returnables. That was my idea, that maybe. Because there's dozens of boxes back there. Like, a ton. Everywhere you look. There's boxes of Shinerbach.
I want to know. Look at. In a minute, you'll see that she's in a cooler with ice, and the ice is still good. Like,
is that what this is? It's a walk-in cooler.
Maybe that is beer.
It's so weird. I don't know.
Why would they have neon lights and stuff in?
I don't know.
The ice was there because they're just hanging out, drinking.
The ice is there. Like, he comes in, he gets all hot and bothered for her.
That's just like the party room where they keep the beer and stuff. And the big
red
soda.
Yeah, like soundproofing in this. And, okay, he spends like 3 minutes driving his chainsaw into this cooler of
the
beer.
The ice, yeah.
It's ice, pretty much.
And look at all the blood coming out of that head.
Headphones
do bleed, you know that.
But
as a husband of a nurse, you know that.
I didn't know that.
You know, head wounds
fucking bleed, man.
This movie did not get an R. They said nope. It was
unrated, right?
Unrated, because otherwise it would have been an X if they would have taken the rating. It would have been an X.
For what?
For the gore, I guess. I don't know.
I
don't see that.
She's having a fit right now, screaming about, oh, God, no, please.
Because he's cutting up the beer. Don't, not the beer.
Yeah, I didn't quite get any of that.
And all of a sudden he stops. Are you mad at me?
That was dumb.
I'm sorry, all of these speeches that she has
right here, just dumb.
She has some bad lines.
Are terrible.
Yeah, she has some really horrible lines.
They make no sense. There, again, I'm like, did someone really write this on a page?
Well, I guess it's supposed to be their romance.
Yeah, but it's
well, funny. Here's the thing, but he starts licking his lips, and she's like, how good are you? Like, really?
I'll show you how good I am.
First of all, that's why I enjoy the concealed carry law. Secondly,
here's the sexy moment right here.
This where he touches
the wet legs and the chainsaw between the legs. This I was sad that an X-rated movie we didn't see a single boob, though.
Yeah, there wasn't any.
Not one boob. She's the only chick, so you don't show the hero's boobs. It's always some random chick, yeah.
Has she been in other stuff?
No.
Or is she just a scream queen?
No, that's... I had problems digging up anything on any of these people, to tell you the truth. I think Chop Top is the biggest star that was in this movie.
She's been in...
Oh, Death Hopper.
She has been in a few things. However, they're not
as
prominent
as this one.
This. Yeah. excuse me. But she was in a few... TV shows, and she was in even How the Grinch Stole Christmas. She was kind of uncredited. She was a tiny Who woman.
So she was an extra.
There is some straight chainsaw to crotch.
Oh, yeah, that's nice. Nice. The wet legs right there, yeah.
She's,
this movie made some money, though. It made $8 million at the box office with a budget of $4.7 million. So it made some money for the studio.
Yeah, yeah.
It was 83rd for 1986. Number 83.
She did a lot of TV.
The way she looks up and down, she's obviously got something in mind.
Well, yeah, she's like, well, fuck, I'll pretend to enjoy this being fucked by a chainsaw for a minute as long as it's not on and he's not cutting me in half. Look, as a woman, I will pretend what the fuck you want me to if you don't fuck with me.
Yeah.
Like, and especially...
Thank God he decides to destroy everything else in the room except her with his chainsaw.
Well, he's just trying to show off. He's like, you know,
yeah,
look at me, look
his,
how cool I am.
Out, yeah, look at my skills.
He's dancing around and shit.
She was in Murder, She Wrote, Silk Stockings, Model Inc., Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. How the Grinch Stole Christmas, Recipe for Disaster.
Yeah, he's tearing up this entire place.
Grey's Anatomy.
And she won't stop screaming. Why is that necessary?
She does a lot of screaming in this. But
yeah. She must have been very hoarse after some of these days.
Along with the beer, he also destroyed...
Oh, I love these like, you know, like the thrusts.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He did that. He did the thrusting
like
with
the pelvic thrusts with the chainsaw.
He pretends the chainsaw is his dick, Mark. I guess he's getting it.
I was getting
did
that.
You get her, Bubba? Did you get that bitch?
But they were. He also destroyed Big Red Soda. Remember Big Red? You know Big Red Soda?
I don't remember Big Red Soda. Is that a soda pop?
It's still around. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It's still around. It's a red cream kind of thing. But it was from Texas, created in 1937. Another Texas product. And,
not available up here.
Oh yeah, it's around.
Yeah, you can
it.
Still get it.
Here, very rarely, but it's around. Yeah. Since 2008, it's been owned by Dr. Pepper, so that's who Dr. Pepper distributors might carry it.
A bonus body.
Oh, they got LG, which you would think is dead because he got hit in the head with a hammer fucking...
Like 100 times.
Yeah, yeah. But, no, oh, he got his hat, though. He gets his hat.
Well, you don't know that it's no yet.
Yeah, I thought he was dead. Like, okay, they're going to eat him.
That's well, obviously he's dead.
But he's not, though. I mean...
I know, I've seen the movie.
Sorry.
And then this bitch, no, they'll get away. So instead of calling somebody, she's gonna hop in her fucking Jeep and follow him.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, this is
maybe in the day of cell phones where you hop in your car and call somebody, but
I'd have fucking taken a picture. I'd have taken a picture of the license plate and been done.
Been gone. I'd have been leaving town. I'd be like, oh, I'm a witness, I'm fucking out of here. Oh, she'd go follow him. Why?
Yeah.
And she doesn't even know that
she's a take charge kind of girl.
And it's not like she knows that they took LG. She didn't see him because they grabbed him and threw him under a tarp in
the back
of the
truck. Right, she didn't even know that he had showed up at the station.
She has no idea. So it's not like she's going after her friend. She
just ran coffee for her. Well, he's not getting credit for any of that.
However, if you saw right there, when he pulled up right behind her Jeep and then was singing and dancing and noticed the truck. However, when she pulled out, her Jeep was out of the way of the car.
Oh, you just ruined this movie.
I know.
Thanks a lot.
So his car wasn't there?
His car was there, but it wasn't where he had parked it.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I tried to get off mic for that one, but it just wasn't happening.
You would have tried going to Arkansas, and I wouldn't have got off mic. Whew, that was a good one.
I covered my mouth and moved away.
We're almost at where we're going to stop it.
Coming up is when...
I can't believe I haven't even asked to pee yet.
Wow. Yeah, we're taking our break pretty soon.
I'm going to make you go.
Should we take our break right here, where she arrives at the park?
Well, I thought that's what we were doing. I'm not sure.
I think it was a little hair ahead. I haven't written down, though. But she's being followed,
though.
Maybe
when she falls through.
But see, she's being followed here. Another car pulls in. Oh, that's her.
Oh, that's her.
Honey. Yeah, that's her pulling in. And, later on, another car shows up.
As she's walking through.
What is
through,
this
well,
now? What is this?
It's
is
the
it
land of the...
Park?
Yeah, it's like a theme park.
It's a crazy ass theme. What are those little...
Arch things.
Yeah, yeah.
I believe they're supposed to be some kind of weird dinosaur bones. Mm.
Do you think they built this for this movie, or it's just a found property that they use?
Partially found property.
It's got to be some...
Yeah, they say something
so
about
then
the commentary.
You
got
to be like, what the fuck is that?
It was something that was left over. But yeah, they don't say what it is in the commentary, though. I was listening for it.
Yeah, okay. Why is this guy with his brights on chasing her down?
When she knows...
This is fucking so stupid. This might be the stupidest part of this movie right here.
Because there's a car chasing her. Oh, my
God.
He's
chasing her like he's going to run her down.
Well, maybe he is. Do you ever think of that?
He sucks. His character is just the worst.
Oh, Dennis Hopper. Man. Yeah, I guess he said, according to IMDb, he said that this was the worst movie role he's ever done.
Yeah.
So
that is a completely fair assessment.
She stopped. He screams, stretch. She stops.
Did you ever see the...
And she falls through.
Oh, yeah. She falls.
Really?
Okay.
Hold on, is what he says. She's holding on to fucking everything, and then he grabs...
Just magically falls through this hole.
Yeah. And some sort of trap door. And he grabs something off to the side and says, here. And when you look at it, look, it's a fucking bone
of an arm skeleton.
Which,
it's so stupid.
Which you can... I mean, I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to be able to hold on to that. It's going to break apart as soon as you grab it. He's still trying to lure her down, I think. He's still trying to be like, yeah, fall down there, come on.
You think so? You think he's still working her?
But wait, when she starts falling, this is the best butt shot to the whole movie coming up.
You're right. I did not say that last night.
She's falling and falling and falling.
Yeah, we should comment on our jean shorts. They're kind of awesome.
Yeah, they're not bad. But there we go. That was it. But
she falls a lot. Jesus.
I mean, how deep is this amusement park?
I don't know, but later on you see him taking it apart.
Why would that even
exist
in an amusement?
Yeah, she's going down a slide.
Amusement.
She's going down a little crazy slide. I don't think the skull.
I love that when she falls through another floor.
And he realizes it's a bone.
Oh, Lefty.
His suit is terrible. I mean,
you don't like his suit? I like his hat.
His Western, his overly tight 80s Western suit. Oh,
he's pulling his chainsaw.
Time to chainsaw up.
Yep.
At which point we are...
I guess it's
about
time we stop,
Time for a break?
Little break. We'll
be
back.
Got, Lefty is charging already to come towards. He's coming towards these big ass. What the hell are those things?
They're models.
Are those like Alamo guys? This is
yeah.
Texas.
Yeah.
So I think it's something with the Alamo. So he gives us a little prayer.
Which at the beginning he said he doesn't believe in the Lord because the Lord will make him scared. So it was weird.
Yes.
It's all very stupid.
Yeah, scream.
The best way to attack anybody at any time is make as much noise as possible.
Right, right.
When you're coming at them.
And then you stop and open the gate.
Yeah. Expel as much energy as possible as you're coming at them.
So here's Dennis Hopper in the cave. We'll be back.
The show starts in 1 minute.
Is this the dancing hot dog?
No, it's the dancing soda. The hot dog.
Oh, are we live again? Are we recording?
Yeah, we're on our little break.
Oh, okay. I'll finish texting Raven then.
Okay.
Raven, your beautiful, wonderful wife.
Yes. My reason for existence.
We need to find better music quality. So it sounds a little fuzzy.
And now, on with the show.
Okay. Welcome back to DFC. I am your host, JTB. With me is the lovely Danielle to my left.
Yo, yo, yiggity, yo.
And with me on our right is our special guest star, Mark.
Drunk.
Yeah, we've been at this for a while now. It's Saturday night, it's pushing midnight. We started at what?
Is
like,
it really? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we started at 5.
Yeah.
And we're like I told Mark, we take the drunk part much more seriously than the film part.
Why don't I have a beer in front of me? What?
Hold on, I got this.
How is
Wait,
that? Keep talking. How
I
is that a thing?
This is yours, right?
You're
here.
You're right. I did have one going.
It was sitting next to Danny. Mm-hmm. Danny does not drink another way.
Sorry, no.
So, oh, we're drinking the Shiner Bock. We tried that. That's good.
Yeah, I might have another one.
Yeah,
we should
have a couple more.
You know, I'm so used to Miller Lite, it's like my water.
Exactly, mine too. Well, Wisconsin boys, so. But we are watching the Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2, directed by Tobe Hooper, and starring Dennis Hopper. No relation. Oh, Hooper. One's Hooper and one's Hopper.
Right, yeah. Right. Not related at all.
So,
because there's a whole letter difference.
An extra O.
Yeah.
Is that what signifies the difference?
All the wives in the Hooper family have multiple orgasms, but all the wives in the Hopper family have single orgasms.
And this is why I'm enjoying Mark
right
now.
All right. Cool. Well, we're going to start the film up.
Extra O.
We dropped off where Dennis Hopper is charging in with a chainsaw, and he's ready to fuck shit up, and he's down in the... He's not down.
He's in the top.
There's some sort of structure inside this.
He's up at top.
Abandoned theme park they live in. I'm not quite sure. I could never really get the lay of the land in this. And I watched it completely sober last night, and I still couldn't get the lay of the land.
It's hard to get, because there's some... She falls a good, three stories, probably.
Yes, she falls through multiple structures.
And just keeps going and going and going. So this is a deep...
And why...
Out of nowhere, the mouth is bleeding.
Yeah, the bleeding wall. This is pretty cool. I gotta say, he comes up to this wall that's like painted, has a mural of Indians and things on it, but there's blood leaking out of it and there's holes coming out.
I just don't get it.
It's a horror movie, Mark.
I know, I just
don't get it.
I guess at the end of the day, I get it, but it's not done good.
Yeah. Well,
not done well. Sorry.
Well, not done good.
The kick.
Yeah, he kicks the wall in and out pours. It's the wall of guts is what I called it.
The innards. Yeah.
And he looks quite disgusted by it.
Well, wouldn't you?
It is a devil's playground.
That's what he says. I noticed one thing that it's apparent here and throughout the rest of this movie is how well lit this creepy-ass dungeon is.
That is a good point.
Very, very well.
I don't think it's a dungeon. I think that it is somewhere that travelers get to go through, but...
Like a truck stop?
Well,
for tourists?
There seem to be multiple support beams that he needs to go
right,
to.
Right, right.
It used to be something
and
like
he
that.
Cuts more and more, more of the ceiling comes caving in.
Yeah, that's what I think he's trying to do. He's trying to destroy the place.
Oh, yeah, he's trying to cave it in on everybody.
And but he knows but Stretch is in there, too, so he doesn't give a fuck about her.
He does not seem to give a fuck about her. Like, she's nothing.
You led me here, bitch. I don't care. Yeah. Go ahead. Go down there. Go down there
but
and die.
But he gets rid of two supports, and then he runs out. Like, I'm confused.
Right.
They want you to stay on that area, but...
Well, no. He's running around doing multiple supports.
And he's screaming the whole time, too, which helps. So, Stretch wakes up after her little fall, and...
Yeah.
She's down there. She can hear the dudes talking off the distance.
She's actually where LG is being kept, but she doesn't know it's LG yet.
I like this part where they talk about, what do you want to do tonight? You want to go to the movies? Does this family really go to the movies?
Do they bring Bubba?
Does Leatherface have like a normal face under his leather face?
Well, no.
He's wearing a mask.
He's all fucked up looking. That's why he wears the mask, right? They don't show his under
right.
face at all this, do they?
And no, I guess don't. The other guy, I guess, could put a wig on, but...
Well, he still looks
pretty
good. I love how he you know, has the electric
knife.
Carving knife.
Yeah.
My grandma had one of those when I was a kid.
But
that seems like an 80s thing, too. The electric carving knife.
Did your grandma ever use the knife in front of you, like, to cut the turkey?
Turkey, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's what you used
ham
for, yeah.
Turkey.
Yeah.
It was getting used.
But they're shredding LG here. They're cutting hunks off them.
But he's doing some precise cutting with it.
Right.
He's filleting.
Yeah.
Well, he's got to be a good at it, you know.
Oh, yeah, he's been doing it a while.
They have award-winning chili.
Good point.
You know, so...
You're right.
2 years in a row, that was, actually. He missed it. It was the second year in a row they won.
He cuts off a leg, like the skin of a leg.
Not a leg, just a chunk of the... Yeah, like...
He's taking, like, strips of, like, the skin, not
yeah.
the muscle.
Trying to get trying to fillet him, almost. He's kind of
yeah.
getting...
But he starts with the leg, and he actually does it, and then he goes back up to the top.
And he's doing the face now.
And, no, he's back down to the leg,
no,
which
do the
is
face
so
yet.
Weird. Like, oh, here,
but
it's the leg.
That's nice. That's a nice shot of him pulling that piece of...
Yeah, but it's... The way it's shot, skin. It's so goddamn fake. It's
1985. Come on, man.
This was an X rating?
That I don't believe, but it, yeah, somehow it was.
This is
they would not give it an R, no.
And back up to the ribs, yeah. Well, we're gonna hang this up.
Yeah,
like what the fuck?
That's some good skin there.
And,
and
Stretch.
That's gonna make some tasty jerky.
And Stretch is in the background, all fucking.
Yeah, like LG. I'm never gonna fuck him now.
Well, she doesn't know it's even LG yet. It's not
she,
until.
I don't think
the,
she does.
No,
yeah.
It's
that
not
is,
until
that
the
is,
face.
That is true. Okay, we'll wait for
yeah.
that.
Spoiler alert, sorry, but
yeah, she's
the
hiding.
Guys,
no,
the guys always tell me that shit, so.
Somehow she got over here on the side, and she's just hiding out
and
here.
And it's not until right here he peeled off his face.
And she can tell by his...
No, she still doesn't know.
Skinned face?
She still doesn't know, but
well,
she's
grossed
out. Well,
I think it's a
skin
face general,
yeah.
Mark. I mean, come on, does it matter whose it is?
But she can tell. No, I'm saying,
no.
Can she tell that?
No, she doesn't.
I don't
doesn't.
Think
so.
So
right here,
he's
like playing it and putting it on, and she starts. That's where she fucks up. She makes some noise. She
kicks over the metal.
And Leatherface sees her, and she's like, "Oh,
bad boy, you're bad.
You're good.
Be good.
How good can you be?
Can you rub me the right way? Be good."
Yeah, there's
yeah.
no.
This poor girl got some bad lines to say.
There is no logic to her mind control that she has on him. I don't get it at all.
Well, it also reminds me of, like, the first Friday the 13th, where she tries to... Or the second one, where she tries to
oh,
be the mother.
Where the... Yes, yes.
She tries to, like, pretend like, I'm your mother, and Jason, blah, blah, blah. It's almost like that, where she tries the mind control thing, but she's trying it, like, hey, I want to bang you, leather boy.
And she's doing it terribly.
Yeah, yeah.
It's rough.
But, yeah, they got LG's face torn off, so he's got to be a goner, you know?
Can any of those...
Well, you would think.
Can any of those lines that guy just said have been written on a page? So I want to know.
probably
you're
not.
Dumb coos. Is everything that comes out of his mouth... I don't know. That's probably my... I know that this was made to be like a dark comedy, but I think
it was supposed to be. But yeah.
Everything that they put in to be funny about it, I found to be like horrible or unfunny.
I think it could have been, but yeah, it wasn't written very well. That's a problem, and
there wasn't enough behind it. I guess there could have been. Well,
and then the old man, he kind of reminds me. He's like the flip side of the coin of Don Knotts.
Yeah,
where he's like always on, just always like pushing it and going to the extreme. Blah 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 blah. I mean, of course, he's evil though, not
Oh, yeah, this is probably the grossest part of this
movie.
Or
he puts LG's face
on Stretch. Yeah.
And she's still not sure what the fuck's going on. She's like, oh, it's wet.
But
yeah, I love
screaming.
That. It's wet.
Yeah.
Now she's not screaming.
She's talking about downstairs. You know it.
And she's trying to pull it off, and Leatherface is like, no, bitch, you're going to wear this.
No, you're going
to
look like me when I fuck you. I think that's what he's doing. He's like, you're going to be my girlfriend. You're my Leatherface girlfriend.
And wear a cowboy hat.
Put an LG hat on, too. So LG's hat and his face she's wearing. It's pretty disgusting. Remember?
Yeah, it is pretty gross.
One thing, they do okay with the effects in this, I think. I was going to say, Tom Savini is the or the special effects guy.
The
you know who he is? You know who Tom Savini is?
I don't.
He was a Sex Machine in From Dusk Till Dawn.
With the
gun in his crotch.
Hmm.
You remember that guy, though?
Yeah, I do remember him vaguely, but what else has he done?
That was one of his only movie roles. He's done, like...
But he's been...
He's been a total... Yeah, he's been a special effects guy for tons of these 80 movies.
But Leatherface is dancing with Stretch, and then the ceiling starts to cave in because Dennis Hopper's upstairs, his character.
Right.
Lefty is upstairs. And then this... I actually looked at Jason when we watched this, and I'm like, he turned her around, and she put her arms behind her back, like, here, just take me.
But also, the way he tied her, can't she just, move her arms closer together?
You would
behind
think she'd be able to wiggle her arms out of
that
shit.
Noose would just slip off her arms?
You would think.
I mean, the way they showed him tying her, she could just, squeeze her arms closer together.
But this was actually funny. If you watch it, she's...
Well, she's wearing a mask of skin and a
and
cowboy
hat. And she's pulling
hat.
At her face. But she's pulling. So, if she goes backwards, the rope comes loose, right?
Yeah.
Oh, but here
it's
comes TG. No,
LG.
God damn it. I knew I was going to fuck it up. Here comes...
He comes up after 20 bashes in the head, being skinned.
That was what I was going to say. Yeah. That was probably the worst special effects. The whole thing was him getting hit in the head, and there was just this
well, now I look at
great
him.
Jelly all around his head. It was horrible.
And now he's getting up and oh, chick, you're wearing my face.
You think he knows
his
face?
And he spits. It's the spitting that made her realize who he was. My darling.
My darling.
And she always said, don't call me darling.
I'm not doing too good. I'm kind of missing some face.
And a lot of my skin.
Yeah, and my chest and my leg. Yeah, I'd be freaking out too, but I'd be surprised I lived through 20, bashing the head with a fucking hammer. But
she's like, oh no, LG, what the fuck?
Well, your head would be a piece of hamburger,
yeah.
I would think.
Yeah, we would think, yeah.
And here, right here, she just realized, LG?
They
she
got you?
Just realized who the fuck he was.
Yeah.
Oh, LG. Oh.
God damn, I want to know what LG stands for.
Loose Goose. Larry.
Leonard.
George.
All right, let me
Leonard
see if
Gregor.
I can find this.
Lucy
Goosey.
I like Lucy
Goosey.
That's
yeah.
what I like.
Oh, he's going to cut her loose.
Yeah, but he can barely move his arms. He's been all. He's like, eh. And he's got the knife facing the wrong way, too.
He's very stabby with that knife.
Yeah. Come on, man. Just go slow and easy. That's all you got to do. There you go. Just like that. All right.
How about just hold the knife and let me move against it?
Turn it around. But now, after doing all this, now he's finally going to be able to die. Poor LG.
He did what he needed to do.
Yeah. I'm falling apart on you, honey. And he falls over, collapses. Yeah, and he's done. And she's still wearing his face.
Yeah,
by the
take
way.
That shit off.
She doesn't realize it just yet.
She's kind of getting warm on it, I think.
You think she's got to realize by now that she's wearing his face?
he doesn't have a face. And she's extra face?
Yeah, she's double face, yeah. And he's single.
He's minus face, so this is probably yours, yeah.
If I was her, yeah, look at her. There's no blood, there's no, like, yeah. She's got a little bit of wet hair. That's what she's got.
And she's going to put it back on him. That's very nice of her. Put it back on his face.
It's the way anybody should go. With their face on.
With their face back on, yeah.
It's only fair.
Yeah. But somehow, yeah, he lived long enough to save her, I guess, which I can't believe he lived through everything else, and then all of a sudden now he decides to drop dead after cutting her loose. Like, okay. But I guess, you know, men can be strong for the women that they love.
Oh, boy. Oh, fuck.
No.
McPeters, but I don't have what LG stands for.
That doesn't matter. But Tom Savini, the special effects guy, he was also a sex machine in From Dusk Till Dawn, and he was the top special effects guy in 1978's Dawn of the Dead.
Sure.
Friday 13th, Part 1 and Part 4. Both creep shows. They had some good stuff in there.
Yeah.
And 85's Day of the Dead. So
I remember that.
He did some good stuff, so.
Is that the one? I keep trying to find the movie that Jada Pinkett Smith was in. And
was she in a movie?
Yeah. She was in one of, like, the Dawn of the Dead.
Was she?
Yeah, I don't remember.
Was she in the one that was set in Milwaukee?
No, that was a new Dawn of the Dead. She wasn't in that one.
No, she was in the one where
the guy from
Modern Family
is,
she was, so, like, basically a vampire hunter.
Hmm. What's his name?
I don't know his name. The dad from Modern Family?
I don't watch Modern Family.
There's a few of them.
The main dad. The main family.
Ed O'Neill?
No. The
gay?
No, not the gay. That's not the main family.
The gay?
The main straight family.
That's not really how we feel about it.
The one married to the chick from the Adam Sandler movie. She was in the Happy Gilmore.
No.
No what?
I have no idea.
No.
The blonde chick from Modern Family was in the Adam Sandler movie.
Oh, so
Happy
you're talking
Gilmore,
about...
the husband.
The husband. Oh, okay.
He was in Dawn of the Dead, the remake one that came out late 90s, early out, something around then. But he played a real douchebag, too. It was actually a pretty good role. But, oh, yeah. Dennis Hopper is... He is loaded up and ready to tear some shit up.
Oh, yeah. His mode of attack seems to be make as much noise as possible.
Right.
I'm
going to come screaming, coming in screaming.
I give credit for this movie did really well, I think, with these set designs. There's light bulbs everywhere. And, yeah, it'd be a full-time job just changing light bulbs in this place, because I'm sure, you know, half a dozen go out every day.
Yeah, there is a lot of
everywhere light. You look, there's fucking light bulbs. But they're kind of necessary to show off what a great job they did designing these sets and things.
The whole set is
it's pretty cool
pretty
stuff.
Pretty baffling, though. It's like, where are we?
It doesn't make any sense, but it's still pretty cool.
Stop this cook show! Sell off this turkey!
That's good old Bill Moseley back at it. He gets a little obnoxious here and there, but...
Yeah, like, the only way he's talking.
Yeah, Dennis Hopper's dead now, unfortunately.
In the movie or in real life?
No, in real life. 2010, he died.
The weird thing is how he spent his last year of his life making sure his most recent wife didn't get any of his money.
He did?
Oh, yeah. It was a huge legal battle.
Really?
He cut her completely out of his will and wanted to make sure that her... And her family, and I think she had kids, didn't get anything. It was a big thing that he wanted to make sure happened before he died.
Was he currently married to her, too?
They were going through a divorce as he was dying.
Wow. Well, he had cancer, so he knew it was coming.
Yeah.
And he got really skinny there the last couple of years. He was...
Yeah.
He's always been, you know, not skinny, but not...
Ooh.
You know.
From cancer, I should try that.
Yeah, that was good. Great weight loss.
Great weight loss program right there.
Great way to get.
It's not a great way to get in shape. It's a great way to get skinny.
You'll get skinny and then you'll die. So,
All right, so I finally found it. Shitty. It was Tales from the Crypt, Demon Knight.
What was?
The Jada Pinkett Smith movie that, I'm sorry, I...
Oh, that we talked about like an hour ago?
Yes, I had to find it.
Jada Pinkett Smith was in a horror movie, and that's one.
But I knew it was a Tales from the Crypt movie, and like I've brought it up at least three times since we started doing DFC, and I couldn't remember the name of it, and now I do.
Okay. But Dennis Hopper did over 150 films, including Super Mario Brothers, Waterworld.
Yeah.
He did a lot of good ones. He did. He was in Apocalypse Now. He was great in that. He was the photojournalist. Hoosiers. He was the bad guy coach. He was in Rebel Without a Cause way back when. He's in Cool Hand Luke.
Mm-hmm.
I liked him best from True Romance. He had a great scene in that.
Yep.
Where he was, yeah, I remember that one. Good flick, good flick. But yeah, Dennis Hopper's been, and you know, even when he was in Super Mario Bros., wasn't so bad.
Blue Velvet.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Frank, Frank Booth, that was him.
Yep. That's the one thing that's really the one role. I mean, he's in Rebel. He's in a lot of movies.
Yeah,
but
I had that one.
Wasn't
on,
he
yeah.
in Speed?
Yeah, he was a bad guy in Speed
yeah.
too. That was cool. Yeah. Yes, yes. That was on a list somewhere here.
For some reason, I've never seen that.
Don't you? Okay.
Really?
I've never seen Speed.
Worst line. You just missed it.
What was it?
Dennis Hopper comes up here and finds the remains of his brother. He's a skeleton. Dusty. He says, "Don't you cry, my brother." He says to his skull... The decomposed
skeleton.
Brother, yeah.
He yells
"Don't
Bravo!"
You cry.
A few more times.
Don't you cry? Said
and done.
It's kind of.
I'll take you back to hell.
I mean,
you know, I would say like 90%. No, let's make that 100%. Dennis Hopper's lines in this movie are terrible. they make no sense. It amazes me that someone ever put these lines down on a piece of paper. None of them make sense.
I like these. She's walking down this hallway and she's running into all these little displays. She has all these corpses. It reminds me of the Pumpkin Farm. You know, when you see the little displays.
Smith,
yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't know if, you know, most people, most communities have some kind of like Pumpkin Farm in the fall. Ours has, you know, they do little displays with costumes and the heads are pumpkins and things like that. And it's whatever's popular, Pirates of the Caribbean and Alice in Wonderland and Star Wars, and they have little displays for everything.
Yeah.
And that's what this is. This is like little displays of like little stuff. And I'm looking for pumpkin heads, but no pumpkin heads, it's just skulls. But they put a lot of effort into building this, though. I mean...
It goes on.
I'm saying, as far as the story goes, the bad guys, they put a lot of effort into this shit. They, you know, these guys are artists, actually.
Yeah.
I mean, you look at what they build. Look at all these lights. Look at all those lights. I mean, you got every day there's light bulbs need to be changed. You got to think, right?
That is a lot of light bulbs.
But it's lit up to see. Oh, and here comes
Leatherface.
Oh, here
comes Leatherface through the wall.
There's probably your best scream right there. That was a good one. That was one.
He wiggles a lot, doesn't he?
Yeah,
well,
he likes to throw his chainsaw up and. You know, what's weird is that you think about, like, how many people that they've killed.
Yeah.
And then you think about her. How the fuck did he let her go?
He thinks he's pretty.
Yeah, he loves her.
But you gotta think there's been plenty other chicks, I'm sure.
Through. Yeah.
Right. And right here, like, right here. Okay, the ceiling's falling
in.
And he stops, and he's waiting, and she's still fucking screaming.
And he's waving his chainsaw around.
And he's
around.
Still waiting. And she's like, all right, all right, all right. And she stops. Let's talk about it. Really?
This is not going to work out. Yeah, she's so horrible. Horrible writing. I mean, you have to go into this movie knowing it's got to be funny, but then the problem is that it's not funny.
Yeah.
And she's like, let me go. He's shaking his head no. What the hell's going on? Oh, you caught her. Yay.
Yeah, here comes Papa and And Chop-Top's carrying around a carcass with him, just kind of like dancing with
it. I think it was the one that he had with him, with Leatherface at the, when the guys in the Mercedes were.
Right.
Oh, he's one of them?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That'd be cool. And then here's Daddy's, going off and going
but
off.
But here's the thing, he's not their dad, he's their brother. He's their brother, because it now when he brings him back to the table, he's like,
brother?
Me fucking dealing with my brothers, blah, blah, blah.
Okay, there are three brothers.
Oh, so that corpse he's walking around with is one of them?
Nobody knows what the fuck that corpse is, but that Artard, and then the other two Artards, they're brothers. So the three of those guys are brothers. Like, I don't get why, what the fuck's his name?
Leatherface?
No, the
Chop Top?
No.
Dwayne or Sawyer?
Right?
Sawyer?
Yeah.
Drayton.
Drayton.
Drayton Sawyer.
Good name.
That's a good name.
Excuse me.
Hey, you're still listening to DFC. Drop us a line at drunkfilmcommentary@yahoo.com and tell us to stop burping.
No.
Tell us how drunk and stupid we are.
I enjoy burping. So don't tell me to stop. Tell the guys to stop burping.
Why, are girl burps better than guy burps?
I don't know, but I have to deal with you guys farting, too, and I don't fart in front
of you.
That
was
so
the dog.
Whatever.
I haven't farted.
Yeah, that was the dog.
They're liars and cocksuckers.
He is not a liar.
See? They're one or the other. Mark's like, what the fuck just happened?
What are you guys saying about me now?
You're a liar and a cocksucker.
I'm neither.
Ah.
What?
I was at a bar one night, and my girlfriend, Kat, looked at me, and she goes, you're a liar and a cocksucker. I'm like, I am not a liar. And a bunch of guys just turned around and looked at me really weird, and I was like...
And she made $50 that night.
A lot more than that.
Uh-huh.
And then I met you.
Anyway. What a cute story.
Here's Leatherface banging his head against the fan. Nate, really?
And a three. And he knocks her unconscious with a femur bone. I'm not sure.
That was a big-ass bone. That was not a human bone.
Yeah, that was big.
I thought it was a femur at first, and then I'm like, it was really thick. And then the bitch gets up and starts screaming, Jesus Christ, I'd fucking hit her with the fucking
bone. Yeah, she screams way too much. Would you just immediately start screaming, or would you, like, look around and try to figure out what's going on with yourself?
I would look around, and I would totally try to talk myself out of the situation.
Well, she woke
screaming
up, like,
would be, like, the last thing I do.
Like you wake up, and your
screaming
arms...
Screaming for when you're startled.
That's the kind of screaming you do if you wake up and you have no arms.
But her arms are tied together, like, a shoulder length apart. And if anybody knows anything about... self-defense, shoulder length apart, bitch, you got that motherfucker. You can hurt him. Like, what the fuck? Nope.
Oh, yeah, you could grab him, throw your arms around his neck, and yeah, you can bring him down easy. Well, I don't know about her feet. Are her feet tied down, maybe?
Well, later on you see, no, they're not.
She's got a wild look in her eyes, I can tell you that.
Well, she's getting a little crazy.
She's been through something.
She's been through some shit.
You sure look pretty.
Oh, here comes Grandpa.
And Grandpa, oh my God, this guy.
I guess, is Grandpa in the first movie?
You gotta think, but who knows?
At least the character would be outside.
People seen it.
Yeah, they would know, huh? Have you seen the...
those would be the first people that would know.
Did you ever see the original poster for this movie?
I don't think so.
It's a take on the Breakfast Club. Poster.
I have seen it. I've seen it.
It's got the characters, one of them is laying. It's not the cover of the DVD I gave you. That's some weird, it's updated kind of thing. But the original one has the one Chop Top laying across, doing the Anthony Michael Hall pose, and then the rest of them are behind. And
Right, totally Breakfast Club.
Yeah, oh yeah, 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 it's totally supposed to be that, yeah, which is kind of cool.
It's funny.
Yeah. Breakfast Club was a John Hughes movie. It came out the year before.
Yeah.
Don't you forget about me.
Oh, we never did.
Don't.
Never did.
Don't you?
Does he sing to you too, Mark?
As you walk on by.
He'll sing to me every once in a while. Yeah. Yeah, like something comes on and he'll just turn to you and start singing. I love it.
Singing or speaking?
When you walk on by, will you call my name?
Like oh, that? He sings to me.
See, I don't know if I've heard him sing. Just with the Band of the Living Dead.
No, he sings to me.
But, okay, they're terrorizing this girl. I mean, she's already worn her friend's face on her face. So.
And Chop Top is trying to get her to taste his flesh from off of the burning hangar.
Can it get a lot worse?
Well, you know, that wouldn't, you know.
And Grandpa comes pulling up in the wheelchair.
Well, they
and they face
him
the wrong way, which is weird. They face him.
Yeah.
Like, wouldn't they face him at the table?
In the back, yeah.
He's up in front, facing the opposite way. He can't even watch them terrorizing this girl. You'd think Grandpa would want to see them terrorizing the girl. Right, Mark?
You would think. You'd think you'd put him front and center, but no, he's...
And that bitch just keeps screaming.
Yeah, that's what she said.
There's
the
chili
trophy.
Ugh.
And he has to yell at Leatherface. Well, Leatherface is not very scary. In
well, Leatherface,
no, not at all.
Leatherface
totally
is like,
this is my
girlfriend.
Yeah.
He's trying to basically say, you know, she's my girlfriend, and they're like, oh, this is the first time Leatherface has ever brought a girl home.
But Leatherface is supposed to be in the same category as like Jason Voorhees and Freddy Krueger and Michael Myers.
But he's a puss in
and this movie. He doesn't show anything at all. Does he kill anybody? Well, he kills
the kid in the car at the very beginning.
Well, we don't know. That could have been the other guy.
When they shot at him, the corpse goes across.
You saw it was Leatherface.
Oh, did you see it was him?
Yeah. He was responsible for killing them, I guess. So. And then I guess
those guys deserve it.
They all get LGs.
And right here, they kiss.
That's so romantic.
And she's like, oh, dear God, fuck no.
Just shut this bitch up.
You know you've kissed somebody and you're like, oh, why the fuck did I do that?
She's like, just give me that leather cock.
Oh, stop.
Well, she started it. She started flirting with him first, really.
Look,
he just wanted to kill her.
Look, if somebody's coming after me to kill me, I'll be flirting with that motherfucker if that's what they want.
He just wanted to kill her. She
until I can
to flirt
get to
him,
my
so.
Gun. That's what I'm going to do.
But
I'm
going to
flirt with them. I'll play whatever fucking game they want.
But it looks like their plan is to hang her head in a bucket and bash her head in so
yes.
they get the brains
the
will go in the...
For the blood.
So they can use the meat.
Grandpa,
okay.
Well, Grandpa only drinks...
Grandpa's supposed to do it, huh?
The blood.
Oh, okay.
He's on
what?
A liquid diet.
And how old is Grandpa? 137,
yeah,
they say?
Yeah, he's fucked up.
So crazy. Like,
so Grandpa doesn't eat the human meat.
No,
he's
on a liquid diet. And they're like, Grandpa's on a liquid diet.
Oh,
and
okay.
Grandpa starts getting all crazy and starts licking everything. And motherfucker's weird.
He has no
I missed all that. I was getting sleepy as I was watching this movie.
I don't blame you.
Yeah, it was a... And then he drops the hammer.
He does that
like 10 times.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, like 20.
He's 137 years old.
Yeah, but still, why does he have to be the one that hits her in the head?
Was he really 137? Did they give an age?
And does, yeah, I heard
somewhere,
that.
Yes.
Yes, they did say her age.
I think it's really close to that. I think it's really close to 137.
But doesn't he actually hit her in the head at least once?
Yeah.
He eventually does, yeah. Here's a nice close-up of him. You get a good look at him. Going right in nice tight on his face. It's a good makeup job. Come on. He looks pretty fucking creepy.
Yeah, you should do that one for the zombie ride next year, and I'll be Chop Top.
Nobody knows what the zombie ride is. Oh, the bike ride we do. Dress as zombies. Ride of Living Dead. Our friends in Australia don't know what that is.
I'm sorry.
It's good time.
I'm thinking local.
It's
I should
just
be licking,
strip from the Barbie.
I should be licking, thinking global. I'm sorry.
Did you know I'm still on that fucking webpage, by the way?
What
webpage?
I get like dings and shit on my phone when somebody is a new like or they.
Because
on what?
On Living Dead or.
Oh, yeah. The bike ride, yeah.
Oh, there he got her there, but he kind of hit her in the neck more.
He gets
sure
her gun.
Hurts.
He gets her gun.
How much could it hurt? 137 year old swinging the hammer. All you get mostly is the weight of the hammer.
And you got Chop Top just yelling and screaming.
That's got to be the worst. So noisy in that house.
Well, here comes Lefty. He comes in.
It's like my friends with kids.
It looks like a cool place, though. Look at it.
Your friends with kids?
It's that noisy when I go to their house.
And you're like, oh, it's fine.
Constant screaming.
Fuck her up.
Like, you guys just don't hear it.
Oh, I agree. Chop Top is like a 3-year-old.
So wait a minute. I had a girlfriend who, she posted on my page one of those memes that said, if you invite me to your house, expect me to take my bra off and yell at your kid and drink all your vodka. And in all fairness, there was one point that I had one kid and she had three, and I went over to her house, and my daughter was the same age as her oldest, and we were hanging out and we're having a good time, and all of a sudden her two youngest kids start screaming at each other, and she's like, and we're still talking, and she's completely ignoring them, and finally I turn around, I'm like, shut the fuck up! And the kids, like, looked at me, and she's like, thank you. Like, she couldn't say it, because she's their mom.
Right.
But I said it, and it was like, we don't like Aunt Danny. She's kind of a bitch.
We're coming to the big finale here. Dennis Hopper is...
The final fight.
Well, yeah. Dennis Hopper's down here. He's got his chainsaw. He's threatening the Sawyer boys. And, what's his name? The oldest guy.
Dalton?
Something with
a T, wasn't it?
Something. Where's it? How many pages, damn it? I don't know. It's around here somewhere. Dalton? Dayton? Wait, Drayton.
Yeah.
Drayton.
Was
Sawyer.
Never going to remember that.
No, me neither.
Never.
When I got that with a chainsaw in my head, but Drayton and Chop Top and Leatherface. And Chick's still tied up. And
Chick, her name is Stretch. Show some respect.
Is she tied to the bucket?
No, she's not. She's just hanging there. And
she
says Lefty, and he says Sister.
And then he just yells Brazos again. Oh, this is probably my favorite part of the movie.
Chainsaw
in
the butt.
That's where he chainsaw the guy in the butt.
And then
the guy goes under the table and just squirms around for a while.
Oh, yeah.
And then he uses the chainsaw to cut her ropes.
Yeah.
Which, obviously, all she had was, like, a 3-foot-long rope between her two arms.
But Leatherface
grabbed
his
chainsaw, and now they're going at it, the lightsaber style.
Oh, yeah.
Dennis Hopper against Leatherface here, and they're each got their chainsaws out, and they're going back and forth. They're pushing, they're shoving.
Well, my thing was
Dennis Hopper kicks in the face.
Was that a
Leatherface little dance.
He definitely has a dance.
But Chop Top gave Grandpa the hammer and then ran away.
Yeah, he's gone.
Like Grandpa can hold on to a fucking hammer that long.
Couldn't before, yeah.
Well,
Grandpa's kind
of fed
off
himself.
She took off and Chop Top's following her around.
He chased after Stretch, followed her in the tunnel of lights.
Ooh, she has
some
good
shots
on him.
A House on the Rock, kind of, when I see this.
Yeah. Anyways, we went to Gordman's to buy Jason a black T-shirt. And there was, when we walked in, I looked and I was like, hey, check out those shorts. And there were these Daisy Dukes. They were fucking high. Like, they would have been camel toe high Daisy Dukes. But they had this little lace piece around the end. And I looked at him, I'm like, aren't those cute? And he's like, yeah.
What does that do with the movie?
Because the Daisy Dukes that that bitch is
she
wearing.
She wears some short shorts in this movie. So you were taken by some Gordman's Dukes.
Yeah, I wore them all night last night.
Ooh. I told him, I'm like, we should get you a pair. And he's like, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Because I'm not fitting into them. So maybe he will.
Looks bad. He thinks it's...
Oh, he's wiping his ass with his...
Yeah,
hands.
He pulls the blood out and like, oh...
And he's like, they got my beans. Like, and all I thought was, so...
Well, they got rid of my hams.
I think his talking to himself under the table might be my favorite part of this whole movie.
No, that is pretty good, yeah.
And I hate these characters.
You hate them all?
Mostly, yes. I don't care about a single one.
Dennis Hopper, Leatherface are still going at it.
He's so unlikable. It's like I want Leatherface to win at this point.
I thought it was the first two guys in the beginning. I totally was waiting for him to die.
Oh, yeah, he gets Leatherface in the guts.
And this motherfucker's still talking to himself.
Is this when he pulls the grenade out?
Come here, yeah. Nubbins.
Come here, Nubbins. And what is Nubbins?
Nubbins is the corpse.
He's from the first movie, I guess. He had a grenade on him. So he's looking
for
a grenade.
Where's that old fuck you, Charlie?
Well,
that's right.
If you...
Yeah.
I forgot the bomb. If you had a corpse, the old fuck you, Charlie.
If you had a corpse, how hard do you think it would be to find a grenade on a, like, 5-year-old corpse?
You probably won't find it in the first few seconds.
Yeah, I mean, grenades are big. You can find that in your hoodie real quick, you know?
Oh, he's got both chainsaws going.
Well, one chainsaw's in his gut, and that one, if you look at it,
Leatherface has a chainsaw going.
And here's Grandpa with the fucking
goddamn
hammer.
Yeah, and here's he's still looking
still
for the grenade.
To find it.
It's like,
oh, here that shit is.
There's a big ass grenade. So he's ready to do it. He's just, hey, we're all going down.
He's gonna kablooey everybody.
Yep. Is he back in episode 3?
I thought he was. Maybe flashbacks or something. Yeah. The chase scene here is a little weird.
Well, Chop Top just kind of jumps out of nowhere and grabs her. Pins her down. He's like choking her. He's got stretched down. They're in this weird spot where somehow they were at the very bottom and now they're up at the top of this place.
Yeah. They keep going up.
TVs and lamps laid randomly.
And she finds this lamp and she electrocutes him with his metal plate in his head.
I mean, just the electric bill on that place. I mean,
yeah, one
lighting all those lights. I mean, that's
paying for this shit. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
That was probably the best one of the movie right there.
With the exit sign, yeah.
Oh, Grandpa!
Grandpa threw the hammer, missed Lefty, and hit Leatherface.
Yeah.
And that hits whatever his name is, and he dropped.
Well, I think Grandpa fell over at the table, and then Drayton dropped a grenade.
There's the explosion. Well, there's some more.
Nice blood shot off a ladder here.
Yeah, there's probably...
Now, how do you fight someone on a ladder?
Very
well, one-handed. It's just, yeah.
It's just all kicking.
You would think the upper hand would help. You just, you know...
Ew, would you bite him? I don't think I would bite
him. I don't think I would. That's just gross.
I don't care about what predicament I'm in. He's still gross to me. She's trying to bite his ears. She's trying to bite whatever she can get on him.
I love the girl punches here. She's totally girl punching her.
Yeah, well, girl whatever.
But she's back on the ladder, going up. And now he's got like a knife.
He's swinging something, but he's not going to be able to
hit her with it.
He's had this knife the entire time. But he's just kind of like slicing her a little bit, giving her like...
Yeah, she has little cuts all over her. Yeah, there they are.
He's just fucking with her.
That kind of sucks.
He's a crazy fucker, you know? You gotta give him that.
Oh, there he goes. Oh,
now he looks scared. He's like, oh, shit, that's a long way down. But he has his knife tied around his wrist so he can let go of it and it's still hanging there.
Oh, really? He has that? Like,
yeah, you'll see it in a minute where he lets go of it, but it's still hanging.
They showed
that
when he was hanging from the ledge. They showed it right there. And Stretch has found Mama, Grandma. Grandma sits up here and lives up here. And holds on to a chainsaw, I guess, right?
Which
is
her
fully
alive.
Gassed up and ready to go.
But it makes her alive, because once she grabs it, you see the air escape from her, from the grandma, and it's weird. And you killed her!
Well, yeah, I mean, Chop Top here thinks that she killed her, but, I mean, she's obviously been dead a long time.
I'm very impressed that he's able to get himself out of that predicament.
That skinny little fucker. Do you know we can't do that shit?
Oh, no way.
He's on a lot of drugs. I think just the actor was at the time.
You hog bitch.
Yeah, he's coming in. He's got her encountered up in Grandma's house. Up on top of a mountain somehow. They were, 50 feet underground. Now they're on top of a mountain. Which I don't get. Anyone can explain that part? No.
He's cutting his own throat.
Yeah.
But not deep. Just enough
just
to make it bleed.
Yeah, just cut the surface a little bit.
Yeah, but multiple times.
Just three.
It's nice how you can see that the blood out of the fake knife was stronger at first, and then it got.
Oh, yeah, it ran out. It started running shy.
But she's going to steal the chainsaw from Grandma.
And right when she does,
he doesn't like the idea.
But watch, it's so weird. Like,
I think she just shakes the dead body. That's all.
All the air comes out. No, watch her chest. Watch her chest, though. It like caves in, and her face does.
Oh, she's not.
Yeah.
No, she's a.
No, it's weird.
She's
it's
dead.
Like she's dead,
he
but she's
think
not.
She's dead.
Yeah, look at her neck falls down.
She
like,
was dead.
It's so weird.
She just like her.
You killed her.
You just ripped something out of her dusty old hands.
Oh,
you know,
she
like,
just moves, that's all.
Yeah, just kicked up a bunch of dust. She was sitting there for a long time.
And he's...
But he's not happy.
Slashing, but he's slashing at her
you
with
hog
this knife.
Bitch. The whole time while she's trying to start this thing. And she keeps on... Push the prime button. You always gotta push the prime button. At least once or twice. Come on. Doesn't have gas in it?
This is pretty dramatic.
Oh, she got it going. She got it going.
And he's scared, and there goes in him.
Yeah, she gets a little slice right there across the belly. Oh, yeah, yeah.
No, and it's totally safe to say that none of us have seen...
It's a nice fall. Look at this fall, though. Boom, boom,
it right
boom,
down the fucking
into the tube. That's
tube, yeah.
Good stunt work right there. You gotta give him credit for that.
And she...
That was no CGI.
Dances in a circle.
Great she's, ending.
She's got the leather face dance going.
Wielding.
Screaming.
And none of us have seen Texas Chainsaw Massacre 3, right?
One thing I can say about the ending, though, is that...
It's terrible?
No, the commentators said that the original shot, they pull back far enough where you can see a highway and cars driving by, like in the distance, which they thought was kind of cool because it kind of showed how it was in the middle of everything that and just, you know, how it can happen anywhere, you know, that kind of thing, where it was in the middle of nowhere, that kind of idea it had. Which I thought was kind
of in the middle of nowhere, but nobody said anything.
Yeah, yeah, it was,
yeah, okay.
Yeah, kind of like it wasn't in the middle of nowhere. It was right in front of everyone. No one paid attention.
Right.
Well,
so,
well, I'm just going to go on record and say that movie was terrible.
Don't do that yet.
Well, we have to do our rating system.
Yeah,
are you aware of our?
Rating.
No, I'm sorry. I jumped the gun.
Well, we have a rating system. It's 1 to 4.
Okay.
It's pretty much how many beers you would drink with this movie. So there's
the more the
one,
better.
First one's a tapper. You have a tapper. Second one is a six pack.
Okay.
Third one's a case, and fourth one is a keg. So, Mark,
So what's good and what's bad?
Well, the more beer, the better. Come on.
More beer, the better the movie.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I mean, you could say I'm guessing you'd probably say a tapper or less or none.
A tapper or less.
Yeah.
It would be on the low end of the scale.
Okay. All right.
We're talking a. Like, you know how old men go into a bar and they get the little tiny glass and they pour a little beer in that glass?
A little beer chaser, yeah.
That's what I rate this movie is, whatever that old man pours in that little big glass.
Like a half
glass.
A star, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Cool, gotcha. You know what, when I watched this movie the very first time, it was horrible, it was bad to get through, and I watched it again with the commentary, and... they kind of won me over a little bit. They talked about the sets and things like that, and that was pretty cool. Once I got to appreciate some of the sets and some of the work they put into it, this movie was lacking a script. You know, it didn't have, the script was horrible. The story could have been good if it was changed up and the script was a little better. It could be cool. So I'm going to give it a tapper. I might have done a shot too with it, but. I'm a tapper with it. So.
I as well am a tapper on this one. By the time we finished watching this the first time around, I was like, is it done yet? Like, when I saw her dancing in a circle
and
with a chainsaw.
Oh, wait, that's
and,
the ending?
Fuck. Yeah, yeah. And I'm like, what?
Who's
the
dead?
Fuck?
Who's alive? What the fuck's going on?
And I wasn't sure. Like I'm pretty sure I saw this before. And then I'm thinking about it. I'm like, I don't remember seeing this because if I did,
yeah, I never saw it before either.
Even as a younger person, I'm pretty sure I would have said, "Fuck this!" like what the fuck? Yeah. No.
Well, I don't think so.
Is hilarious. It was part of that time where Canon films were being distributed by MGM,
Yeah.
And if you, if you've watched, we've all watched that documentary, the
Electric Boogaloo. You and I have,
we talked about it earlier. Yeah, where the guy who was the head of MGM at that time is just talking about, oh, they just kept giving me a shitty movie. Such garbage, you know.
Well, this one made almost twice as much as they put into it.
Yeah, so. I mean, this probably would have been considered a success at that time.
Well, it was a sequel to a cult favorite, so.
Yeah.
That's why.
Yeah, the name probably made it.
Oh, of course, I mean, part two. And this is. Has to be one of the worst part twos out there, I would
think.
It's
terrible. It's really.
I'm not a fan of part twos, which we'll find out later.
A lot
I'm
of good
not
ones.
A fan of part twos.
Our next one,
our
next episode, we're talking
part
our.
Part twos that are right.
Our top five. Empire. Well, not just part twos, but sequels, any sequel.
Yeah.
It doesn't be part two, part 10, you know, whatever.
Lots of good sequels out there.
Yeah, oh, well, yeah, there's tons, so that's what we're going to do, because Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2 is probably the worst.
Yes. Yeah.
One of the worst sequels out there.
Not a good one.
But so we're going to have our next movie coming up after our top five. And it's Danny's pick for this one.
It is.
So Danny's going to try and give us that little hint and see if we can guess it. So.
Oh, a hint? Wait a minute.
Well, something.
Nobody told me that this was a hint.
Oh, there was a. Well, I was just going to ask, what's it going to be?
Okay, what's it going
to
be?
Hold on. I'm going
to
try to
find
we'll
a try
hint.
And guess it, don't we? That's what we do.
Yeah, I'm going to. Oh, shush. I'm typing.
You like give us a tagline or something, or a year, or a...
Do you remember what it was?
I think she forgot.
No, I know what it is. Hold on.
So hit us up on Yahoo Mail at drunkfilmcommentary@yahoo.com. We just posted on the Instagrams, so we're trying to get back going on that. But we're always on Podomatic. We're always on iTunes. And you can hit us up on Facebook.
Yep.
We're there.
So, 1994
is a good year.
And I'm just, you know what, this isn't a...
94 is a good year for movies.
It was a good year for a lot of things. Anyways, this isn't really a tagline or anything, but if you know the movie, you'll know this line, mostly as a chick, where she says... Next time, don't be so fucking eager.
Oh. I know that one. You know that one, Margie?
It's very familiar, but it's not coming to me.
Next time, don't be so fucking eager.
It's an Oliver Stone film?
It is.
Is it JFK?
No. You are wrong.
Is it Platoon?
No.
What?
It's an Oliver Stone film.
Yeah, it is.
Yep.
1994. Same year as Pulp Fiction.
Oh, look at that.
Same year. There's a lot of good movies come out.
Yeah.
Forrest Gump.
Something with Woody Harrelson and Juliette Lewis.
Oh, Natural Born Killers.
There you go. That's going to be our next movie, huh?
Yep.
All right, cool. Well, maybe we'll have Justin Time back. If he's not back from the
States. Here's hoping.
Justin Time.
Yeah, or we might get another guest star. We just keep rotating around. Yeah, try to.
God damn it, Justin Time, come back.
And bring beer. All right, folks. Well, that's about does it for DFC. With me, I am your host, JTB. With me is Danielle.
Yo, yo, yiggity, yo.
And our special guest, Mark.
Thanks for having me.
Mark, have a good time.
Thank you for coming.
I had a blast.
Yeah.
I'm drunk as fuck.
Yay, and tell your lovely and beautiful wife, Raven, that we said hello.
I will.
And thank you for letting you come play with us.
I will let her know.
Thank you.
So is it shot time?
Yes.
Clink, clink, another drink. Plenty in the cellar when it's gone. Drink, drink, the glasses clink. Making tinkly music till the dawn is breaking. Clank, clank, who cares a dang? What's the difference when you're on a spree? Over the teeth, behind the gums, look up, stomach, here she comes. I have another drink on me. Gurgle, 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 gurgle. Gurgle, 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 gurgle. Pickle, 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 slice of cheese and bite a pickle. Doesn't even cost a nickel now to wash it down. Whoa!
Clank. Clink. No more to drink. I had a cellar full, but now it's gone. A drink, the glasses clink. Like the anvil chorus in my head is splitting. A break it, a bust it. Oh, brother. Oh, ow. What do I do now? Pink elephants are running after me. Though the stuff was smooth as silk, from now on I'll stick to milk. Nothing else to drink for me. Oh,